You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up? What is happening, my friends? This is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network at a brand new time. It's almost like it's a brand new show this week because last week, my co-host was not even with me. My producer wasn't here with me. I was the only one that showed up on our brand new time on Saturdays.
Did you live? I think you're still amongst the living.
It was a great
show. You were complaining a lot. Jeez.
Was
you and Florio and Pizapia had a great time. Sammy Reed was on here. It went way better than it's going to go tonight. So I have no idea what you're complaining about.
Yeah, Pavona called in. Bogman didn't even bother to try to call in. But
how's that a game?
Know, yeah. You had birthday stuff. You're super old
yeah.
now.
Yeah. I had to do stuff and things. I had to go and see Ryan Anderson throw down a hammer dunk. It was actually two nights before the epic fight night in L.A., with secret tunnels and everything. It was like the Shawshank Redemption meets the NBA.
Yeah, okay. That's a great explanation. That's actually pretty spot on. Today, we got a lot we're going to be talking about this weekend. It's kind of packed with things that are happening. Obviously, you have got the NFL playoffs Sunday. It's going to be awesome. You know, we're going to set the stage for the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about that stuff. We've got baseball to talk about. There are trades that have gone down. There are trade rumors. We are going to talk some prospect stuff. We're going to talk about fantasy leagues. There's a lot of good information out there as well, kind of jumping in and out of the spaces we're going to talk. The other thing that people are forgetting about, and it's airing today as we are, you know, live on the radio, the Shrine Bowl, right?
Yeah, the Shrine game.
East I don't know why I wanted to game. Say, like, the Shine. I was about to say the Shine. I was thinking of, like, Bright from Netflix.
The Shining. That's right.
Yeah, the Shining. So, yeah, Jack Nicholson.
The Shining. Jack
there.
Nicholson is playing quarterback. It's a whole thing. So, no, it's the East-West Shrine game today. And, you know, it's lesser-known prospects playing in this game. So, it's, you know, when you have those lower-end prospects, you don't know if they're playing against good competition. This is playing against better competition. Not necessarily the best, but better than what they have been.
So yeah, well, we're going to talk about those guys in as far as like fantasy goes as well, because Bogman, he hosts our college fantasy football podcast at In This League, but as well, our In This League fantasy football podcast, which we dedicate obviously to football you know, throughout the season, in the off season, it turns into the NFL Draft War Room podcast, which Bogman hosts, and the first episode was just up. Our buddy John Lobb from Football Diehards was on there, so we are going to talk about some Shrine Bowl. We're going to talk about some college prospects. We're going to talk about the playoffs. We're going to hit you with some fantasy baseball. And right off the bat, I want to see how you and I can actually tell the story of what this NFL wide receiver said to a police officer after he was arrested, because it's going to be difficult saying it on radio.
Don't know if the words are there. And I'm usually pretty good at finding them.
A lot of beeps and creeps and sweeps, and we're going to get to all of that coming up here on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. It is Scott Bogman, Chris Welch for In This League. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
The next screw that falls out is going to be you.
In This League.
What was that?
In This League.
You just bought yourself another Saturday, mister.
Oh, I'm crushed.
We are your breakfast club. It's the In This League Breakfast Club, brought to you by nobody. Someone get on it. Pavona, there's a sales team, isn't there? Get that. Pavona. I said Pavona. I was told I've been saying with a P. Pavona.
Well, you screw up your P's and B's all the time. It's not
screw my own name.
Personal.
I just created a sponsorable segment on this show. The Breakfast Club brought to you by the In This League Breakfast Club brought to you by somebody. There's got to be someone in sales that can sell this, right?
Not a cereal.
Where's Pavona?
I'm here. I was going to ask you guys, what is your favorite cereal?
But okay.
Don't have one.
We're going to move into a whole other direction because listen, Bogman, I'm going to tell you mine. Let me start with mine so the conversation at least gets mine out. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, hands down.
I like it.
Pavona?
Yeah.
What's yours?
That's tough. It might be Frosted Flakes.
God dang it. I knew you were going to say something that you shouldn't say. Like I won't accept
Do you also
Cheerios.
Like vanilla ice cream?
Yeah, if you would have said like Chex, you know, or Frosted Flakes. I mean, Frosted Flakes are okay, but like
Fruity Pebbles,
you know. Okay, see, there you go. That for a guy that is in a Disney fan club group, I expect you to like Fruity Pebbles or Fruit Loops or, you know, something
like that. I do
not
like Fruit Loops.
Oh, really? I love Fruit Loops. I'm a big Fruit Loops guy. So I like
Cinnamon
Toast Crunch.
Back in the day when I had cereal, it was Apple Jacks. I like Apple Jacks.
Big Apple Jacks fan. Very underrated. But Bavona, the thing is, Bogman hates cereal. Like, with a passion. I asked him. Like, I like cereal at night. Give me a 9:30 p.m., haven't had dinner. Give me a big old bowl of Apple Jacks. I'm money.
Okay.
Why don't you just have two candy bars instead?
I mean, that's why I look how I look.
That's horrible for you.
I don't understand how you cannot like. When's the last time we pulled, we did a cereal poll? The best cereal.
I don't know, but if we're going to do one today, none has to be an option.
Pavona, do you think we should do one? Should we do a cereal poll?
I think we can get away with a cereal poll.
Or
it's like the worst. I have been doing nothing. Last 24 hours, poor Pavona. I have nothing but horrible ideas. I was on Target on Friday with Pisa Pia and Chris Meaney, and he's producing that show, and I was like, hey, we should take one of our In This League rejoins because Pisa P is jealous, and we should air it on the show. And Chris is like, yeah,
like
let's not do that. And then I'm like, hey, let's do a cereal poll. But I mean, we don't have to. But if we did, I think it would have to be you'd have to have Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You would have to have we could have none. What are the other two like mainstays for people?
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. Oh, yeah, Lucky Charms would be on there. And then maybe, like, would you do, like, what? Like, Fruit Loops?
Do they even make commercials for cereals anymore?
Yeah. Go to Disney. Channel.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It's all you see.
Not watching a bunch of Nickelodeon or any of that, so.
But what I'm getting at is
Have some cereal with me. Cereal tastes really good, and it's helpful.
Girl, that is Bogman's theme song. I love it. But I'm telling you, get the sales department, the In This League Breakfast Club. We got to have a sponsorable, and preferably now it should be cereal. So we got to get somebody. I'm just saying.
Should be McDonald's.
In This League-ios.
In This League-ios. See? I mean, just geniuses
right.
over here. Let's get that going. Okay, thank you very much.
IT Edwards. Legos.
Okay. So. Horrible, the worst transition we could possibly have from talking about Children's Network and cereal to talking about what happened with the New York Jets wide receiver Robbie Anderson. So I don't even care necessarily about the story as much to find out how can we actually talk about this on the air. The thing to know, though, is Anderson was pulled over by police, charged with reckless driving, resisting arrest, eluding police, threatening a public servant. He was going 105 miles an hour in a 45-mile-per-hour zone. He attempted to evade officers, ran multiple lights. Let's see. He was all over the road. Let me see. I'm trying to see. Was he like...
I mean, you know, he also has a court date in... I don't think he was drunk. I think he's just a jerk.
Yeah.
He also has a court date in May from resisting arrest with violence.
From in Miami, from a music festival. So
right.
All of those, Robbie Anderson's stock is gone. But the news is he threatened the officer. Okay, so Bogman, we're both going to take a crack at this because this may be some morning radio, some morning news type of stuff. Well,
if we don't get this right, this could be our last show. So
this could be the last one. Exactly. They might have to put us in overnights or something. So we're not going to get that Breakfast Club sponsorship from Cheerios if we don't get
It'll be Fifth Meal or whatever Taco Bell.
We're going to have to get Jack in the Box like those night meals for all the stoners. It'll be like, what are those? You go to Jack in the Box. What are like the stoner burgers they have?
Yeah, yeah. Come on, the Welsh. Are you serious?
The grilled cheeseburger
or
whatever?
The late night lunchy box, yeah. Please act like you don't go to Jack in the Box. Look, your wife isn't listening. You can talk about going to Jack in the Box. So
I mean, I might have had like an Oreo shake from there once in a while, but I haven't had anything from the munchie boxes, which, by the way, well, phrasing.
Neither have I. It's a bit too much. So
yeah, phrasing. So
yeah, it's a late night munchie meal or something or whatever it is. So
let's try this. I'm going to even use a sound clip to try to help me with this. So I'm going to take my crack at this real quick.
Okay.
So Jets wide receiver Robbie Anderson, he threatened an officer. He said he was going to blank the officer's significant other and
huevos
in the general vicinity of ocular area.
Okay.
Very inappropriate language.
Let's see. I would say that he's going to find the officer's wife. And
careful.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I think I had it just a second ago, but now it's kind of gone away here. I'm going to dispense my love into an ocular cavity.
We're over here and we're just like
struggling.
It is brutal right now. We're trying to get this right. So really what it comes down to is Robbie Anderson is
a scumbag.
He is a scumbag for this type of stuff. And when I told Bogman this story of wide receiver Robbie Anderson, New York Jets, hello, he was immediately like, how drunk was this idiot? Apparently he wasn't. He just wanted to drive 105 miles an hour and he wanted to on an officer.
Well, I mean, if he was drunk, we'd be talking about the DUI, you know.
Yeah. And well, I think we might still be talking about this issue. What a scumbag.
Yeah, I mean it's not okay. So and he's, not and okay he's getting, to say.
And he's getting a ticket for threatening a public servant. I think he should be confronted. By the, I think he should be confronted by the officer's significant other. I think he should have to apologize right there.
That would be very embarrassing, like a YouTube live of an apology.
Oh, check this out. I didn't see this. He said, this is an official statement. It said, based on the statements, it was clear that he intended to sexually assault my wife. This is from the officer. Oh, boy. This is intense reading this. He said he also began to brag about how much money he has and how all I was doing was trying to ruin his fun.
So endangering the lives of other people and driving 60 miles over the speed limit is fun.
All right, well.
He had to have been drunk or high or something.
Robbie Anderson?
I mean, normal people just
and it's gone.
Robbie Anderson's gone.
Yeah. Robbie Weinstein.
Yeah, we're getting good ones here. Robbie Spacey. We're getting a bunch of good ones here. Yeah, this is what a dirtbag, scumbag. But that's, and that's one of those stupid things that kind of takes over the face of what's going on right now because it's just an absolutely ridiculous story. But
Bobby Franco.
I forgot about the Franco stuff. No one's safe. No, you forgot NZ's Robbie Anderson or NZ's Anderson.
Oh,
that would be the next one if we're going down the list there. But I'm just saying, you missed a key one here. Yeah, Robbie Anzari. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. But what we do want to cover is we do want to cover the big stuff that is going on, and we want to talk about the coming playoffs. So you've got it this weekend. You've got it Sunday. The big games. Let's just go through it. Bogman is still it was amazing as a Steeler fan. You took it well for 5 days. Thursday hit, and I got on the phone, and Bogman just unloaded. So maybe we'll get some of that. But we are going to talk about Jacksonville, New England, Minnesota, Philadelphia. There's some news and notes out there as well on the other side of the break. We'll probably talk about the Shrine game. So we got a lot of football coverage in this hour, baseball in the next. So don't go anywhere, my friends. Do not talk about
Wavos
to anybody. Keep it to yourself. Nobody needs it. Scott Bachman, Chris Welsh. We can start talking normally now. We don't have to watch our words after trying to read that
I'm
story.
I'm afraid to say anything now. I don't want to say too much. Anything. I want to have the break, and then I want to start talking again.
All right, let's get back to the break.
I need to wash my hands from this.
Scott Bachman, Chris Welsh, in this league. Bavona on the ones and twos. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You might not see any palm trees or cacti out your window. That doesn't mean it's not spring training. That's right. It's time for us fantasy baseball owners to shake off the rust and get into midseason form. And here on FanRag Fantasy Baseball, we have everything you need to assemble your best team. We'll be breaking down all the offseason player movement and zeroing in on the trends that will keep you ahead of your league mates on draft day and beyond. Join me for FanRag Fantasy Baseball each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on Fantasy Sports Radio Network between 10 and 11 p.m. Eastern or 6 and 8 p.m. Pacific Time.
It's In This League.
Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for
In This League?
Answer me!
Suck my white ass!
Scott Bachman and Chris Welsh.
That was a new one. That's a new favorite. Send me that one, Bavona. That one is fantastic. All right, welcome back. It's In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You can find us. If you are maybe, new time slots and everything, if you are just listening to us for the first time, well, you can catch us over at InThisLeague.com, where we have got, I've got prospect stuff. If you're a baseball guy, we have got podcasts really in every single territory. I mean, we've got NFL draft, football, basketball, baseball, all of which is going on right now. And it's just a good place to go. And if you want to find us on the social medias, I am at IsItTheWelsh, Scott Bachman is at Bachman Sports. Still can't get over it. Always, like, mine transcend all the same places, but Bogman's a little all over the place. Like, hey, if you want to email me, it's Scott Bachman, but if you want to tweet me, it's big old Bachman Sports.
Yeah, it's really difficult for people to remember two different things.
I guess it is for me a little bit.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Well, you're dumb, and most people aren't. Let's versus New England, the Welsh. It's come down to this because the Steelers lost.
Yeah, so. Do you want to I had a great moment because I spoke to you when the Steelers lost. And you were, and we actually, unfortunately, had to do a couple podcasts after, not of football. And you were doing okay. Next day, you were doing okay. You were just doing your stuff. But for some reason, Thursday hit. And I got on the phone with you, and it was almost immediately. You just went. And it was like five minutes, and I was like, holy crap.
It started about Todd Haley, and then, it just kind of filtered down from there. Todd Haley's gone now, so Randy Feetner is going to be the offensive coordinator for the Steelers now. I don't know how much that's going to matter. You know, I told you this on the phone. The older I get, the less I think coaches matter. You know, like Bill Belichick is a very, very good coach, and he gets the best out of his team every single time. But if he had the Browns roster, it's not like they would be 8-8. They'd probably be 3-13. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe he's good for two wins. But having the greatest quarterback of all time is what makes your team good. So
I feel like you haven't really had a break because we had that type of stuff. Then we find out that apparently, Ben Roethlisberger was the wingman to Donald Trump for Stormy Daniels, taking her to which is the best thing ever. Like Super Bowl winning quarterback is like the side guy for Donald Trump. Like, hey, take
he's
this.
The cab driver for.
take this porn star to my room
Trump's
for me.
I mean, that's how rich Donald Trump is. He can have Ben Roethlisberger be his cab driver.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Beavis. I totally agree. I mean, I was a big Stormy Daniels fan. You know, I frequented the work.
I've done my research. Yes, I have.
Wavos?
That's right. And then Eli Rogers, out of nowhere, Friday, Roto-World's like, oh, hey, guess what? Eli Rogers tore his ACL. And then, like, everyone's talking about it. Like, what do we care? It's Eli Rogers.
All right, yeah. Steelers aren't playing, so he probably won't be ready for the regular season. But the Steelers have – well, now that Martavis Bryant decided he wants to stay, now the Steelers have all kinds of options.
So do you need to get anything off your chest?
No.
You need to
– No.
No?
No.
You sure?
I'm pretty done with it. All I want – for Jacksonville is for them to win.
Here we go.
You know, all I want is for them to win. So just beat New England. That's all I want.
Even though Steelers fans tried to end Leonard Fournette by crashing into him and causing an accident.
Yeah, it ended him so much that he drove away afterwards. So don't think it was that big a deal. But Leonard Fournette's fine. Leonard Fournette is just as hurt as Tom Brady's Bobo on his hand.
Well, so, we'll talk about that in a minute. So you got Jacksonville, New England. New England's favored by 7.5. The over-under is 45. Lots of different banged-up pieces left and right that are just kind of sitting out in the world. Yet, at the end of the day, everyone's going to go. Leonard Fournette, he was limited in practice throughout the week. I even think Friday he was limited. Tom Brady was weird because Thursday, like, he did some stuff, and the Boston Herald reported he practiced, but New England was like, nah, he didn't do enough, so we're going to go a little DMP, and they didn't count it. But then Friday he practiced, but he wore two gloves kind of blocking the hand and then refused to answer questions about it. And then teammates like Deion Lewis came out and was like, well, he was good. He was fine. He did all the Brady stuff.
Yeah.
So it's all just substitutes. They're all going to play.
Yeah. He had great throws all practice. So this is all crap. Like this is more weird redirection stuff coming out of New England. I feel like, you know, I don't know how I feel like, but I just don't believe anything that comes out of their mouths over there. Like everyone's going to play. Everyone's fine. You know, it's going to be Brady to Gronk, Brady to Gronk, and nobody's going to be able to stop it, you know. So hopefully Jacksonville can. Hopefully Jacksonville gets back there and harasses the crap out of Brady.
Okay, so
makes him turn the ball over.
Yeah, okay, ifs and buts and candies and nuts, we all have a Merry Christmas. That's fine. Talk to me, what does this game look like for you? We are talking about it on Target today. Everyone's kind of talking about it. We are going to be one of the last, you know, shows. We're into the weekend, into these games. What is this game besides what you want? What
35-17 New England. That's I
couldn't
just
have said it better.
Brady's too good, man. And you know, the Steelers made some plays on that defense at the end of the game. They put up 42 points. So it's not like the defense is impenetrable, but it's you want to get out to a lead because you don't want Leonard Fournette running downhill. And that's exactly the opposite of what happened with Pittsburgh. You know, Jacksonville scored in that first drive, and then they scored on the second drive, and then the Steelers went 4-on-4th-and-1, and Jacksonville scored again. You can't get behind the eight ball because then you let that defense pin their ears back and try to force turnovers. So Brady's too smart, man. He doesn't like the difference between Pittsburgh and New England is always, you know, Ben's good for about a pick a game, and Brady isn't. So one turnover can swing the whole game. So I just,
you know, if Roethlisberger was there, by the way, they would have had Trump's two best friends playing against each other, and Brady and Roethlisberger.
That's right. What kind of so if Ben is the cab driver, it's like Brady is the limo driver.
Yeah, I mean, even if you go drivers, like here's what it is: Brady's the wingman. Brady's the guy that brings the ladies to the table. Roethlisberger is just like the funny guy that people are like, "Hey Ben,
I'll take
drink
the leftovers
and everyone
in
laughs
the bathroom."
At him. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like everyone just tells Ben to do stuff, and he's like, "Okay," and then everyone just has a good laugh at Roethlisberger, and they're like, "Hey Ben, can you take Stormy Daniels to the
he's
hotel
like
room?"
The dumb kid that'll, like eat the chips off the floor or whatever.
Exactly. They're like, "Hey Ben, how much to eat those three chips that have been there 2 hours?" "I'll just do it." Right? Is that how it sounds?
I guess. I don't know.
I'm going to go I like the 35. I'm going to go 35-24. I think we both say the over is going to hit in this game. Brady's going to run with it. I think Jacksonville is going to make kind of a late run, but it's going to be kind of all for naught. And if there's a game that's going to have a runaway factor, it's going to be this one. It's going to be the New England Patriots going back to the Super Bowl as they do. Jacksonville Jaguars making a great run. I mean, I would say the NFL's worst nightmare is Jacksonville, Minnesota. That would be the worst nightmare for a Super Bowl. Case Keenum and Blake Bortles.
Yeah, but you might get more markets just because it's not the Patriots again for the millionth time.
Okay, nah. The minute that happens, the minute it's Jacksonville, Minnesota, the NFL is on the phones going,
"No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!"
There's no way. There's no way you want that.
I mean, I understand because, like, well, you don't really want anyone but Brady playing in the Super Bowl if you're the NFL because it's Brady versus Keenum or Foles.
Yeah.
Or Bortles.
No, that's what I'm getting at. That's the whole point.
I mean,
Jacksonville ruins the whole thing.
I don't know. I think that it would be way worse if the Eagles win because then Eagles fans have something to hang their hat on, and that's super annoying, right?
Nah, but you get just like small. I'm talking like there's super like small the market stuff going on.
I like the fact that Philadelphia's trophy case is filled with Donovan McNabb, chunky soup cans. That's it.
Yeah,
in a couple NFC championships.
I guess this, what it comes down to is the people. It's the Joker. People that want to watch the world burn want to see the Jaguars in the Super Bowl. And you're right. Whichever other team it is, it doesn't matter. But Minnesota's much worse. Philadelphia is a much bigger market. I mean, even though the market size might not be huge, Philadelphia, New England, but the teams and, the coverage, those are much bigger than the Minnesota Vikings and the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's a much different thing, which takes us, let's talk about the Eagles and the Vikings. What do you think about this game? When I was on Target, I went with Pisapia. I think the Eagles are going to take this home field advantage. Both teams, a little messy. Case Keenum, probably the best quarterback in this. Case Keenum is probably the second best quarterback in the playoffs right now. And, they definitely have got their wide receiver options. But I think the Philadelphia defense is going to play havoc, and I think the Eagles are going to win.
I think Minnesota's going to win, man. I think it's the opposite. That Minnesota defense is strong. It's tougher to win on the road, obviously. But I think Foles has been kind of playing magician for the last couple weeks. I just don't buy it with Foles. So, I don't think Carson Wentz was, Carson Wentz isn't Tom Brady or anything, but he's playing at such a high level. He's just playing too well. And I just don't think Foles is going to be able to pull this off. I think Minnesota is going to destroy them. I hear a lot of clicks from Pomona.
There's this amazing sideshow that goes on here. Pomona is killing over here, but unfortunately, no one is getting to see it. He's got some great lines in here. No false missile alert. It's goodbye, Philly, if the Eagles win. You got how many people in dog masks get arrested? It's going to be like the Purge. It's going to be people walking around Philadelphia with dog masks on, just breaking everything and attempting to murder everybody. That's what it would probably look like. But Minnesota is favored in this. Minnesota is a road favorite. They're favored to 3, and the over-under is 38.5. I see this as a 24-21 type of game, but I'm going to go on.
Yeah, I think
side.
It's going to be really close again. I mean, that game last week was insanity. That Stephon Diggs play, good God.
I mean, it's pretty amazing.
That poor Marcus Williams kid, Jesus Christ.
I mean, he's just bury him. Bury him. He's done.
My favorite, what was your favorite? My favorite was when you hit the hit stick too early.
My favorite was the Stone Cold Steve Austin imprint on the guy. Yeah, that was, well, there's the Randy Orton one, but someone put the Stone Cold Stunner, and that was 100% the best. So
I like the Olay one with the bolts.
It was pretty good. They're all pretty good. You can tweet us your favorite. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? Coming up, we're going to talk about the Shrine Game, some NFL prospects if you're thinking about your fantasy football for this coming season. We got your playoffs covered, so let's talk about the future. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere. It's In This League.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
What is that?
It's In This League.
Oh, no.
Scott Bogman.
No.
Chris Welsh.
Ah! I love my eyes! My eyes! Ah!
Ah! Welcome back.
Where is that from?
I only know it. I was about to say the same thing, but I read it here because Bavana sent it to me. It was Nick Cage in The Wicker Man.
The Wicker Man.
Wicker Man. Remember The Wicker Man? Man.
Yeah, I don't know if I saw The Wicker Man. At first, because it was bees, I thought it was from Tommy Boy. They're flesh hungry and sting crazy.
It probably would have been a little funnier. Nick Cage. I don't know. Nick Cage is incredible. I just don't
He's
get tired of him. Total weirdo. Any of those B movies, I'll watch any of them. Doesn't matter what he's doing. If Nick Cage is in it, he is going to quirkily make that thing just fascinating to watch.
So
even if
between
it's like a train wreck.
The Rock, Gone in 60 Seconds, or those National Treasure movies?
Yeah.
Well, which one? If you had to pick a Nick Cage movie.
All right, what was the middle one?
The Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, okay. So what were my options? The Rock, Gone in 60 Seconds, and National Treasure?
Yeah.
I gotta go with The Rock.
Yeah, that's a classic. My two ways. Stanley Goodspeed, because Sean Connery's in it too.
I'll take titties for 500. I can say that. I can do that because Sean Connery said I didn't say it. That is titles, by the way. It's titles. Thank you, Sean.
It's titles. I'll take swords for four. That's S words, Sean.
Nick, hey, you know what? Actually, maybe we don't like that movie as much. Maybe we just like it because of Sean Connery, but we really like it because of the impression of Sean Connery that was done.
And Daryl Hammond, classic.
That's all we get, Daryl Hammond, classic. All right, classic. So welcome back. It was really funny. I was just reading this. Like, I asked this question because Bavone on the break had put, like, there's going to be an emergency text message that'll be sent out to all Eagles fans, all Philadelphia residents. It'll go,
attention, Eagles have won the Super Bowl. Fans are taking to the streets, take shelter. This is not a drill.
And I'm like, this needs to be placed, like, in the Purge music. But then I thought to myself, like, what more destruction is going to happen if they win or if they lose? Like, because I think it might be pretty close.
Same. I think right. Probably exactly the same, win or lose.
Yeah, I mean, here's the only difference. I think the whole difference on winning or losing is the amount of batteries that are thrown onto the field. Yeah, there you go.
This is not a test. Philadelphia fans, we are now entering the annual football purge. The Philadelphia Eagles have won the NFC Championship. I repeat, this is not a drill. Take shelter immediately. Run for the next 12 hours. Philadelphia Eagles fans will be doing anything they desire. Chainsaws, chains, ropes, ugly, stupid jerseys. It is all going down. Dog masks. Lots of dog masks. My God. Close off your doors. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Eagles fans are coming around here. It's all impromptu. It's very good.
How many, if the Eagles make the Super Bowl, how many Duracell and Energizer commercials do you think we're going to see?
You know,
it's amazing. Spike in shares, I think.
How does Duracell not buy like one of those like 8-foot tables at the Eagles stadium and it's just like, hey, everyone come buy them? Because that's the only difference. If the Eagles lose, the field's going to be full of Duracell batteries.
I think
batteries.
Because Eagles fans can only afford the knockoff grocery store brands. So that's probably
what are those called? Yeah, the blue ones. They're all blue.
The Safeway ones. Yeah, they're just called blue. You know,
they're called
batteries. I don't want any Energizers. Give me some of them blues. That's what I want.
I ain't putting these in anything. I'm throwing these at players' heads.
The kind that you get with your, you know, knockoff brand television remote. So
your Westinghouse. Your Westinghouse television with your blue batteries
insignia,
that last an hour.
Here's your Insignia television with Insignia batteries. Like, I'm sure these are going to last more than 7 clicks. Never happens.
Eagles fans are the best. Now look out for it, too. Like, I'm going to be nervous. We're going to get tweets, like, if the Eagles lose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, at least they don't know where we live. They can't throw batteries at us, so that's nice.
Nope.
So.
Nope. All right. That's the professional ranks. Looking forward to the Super Bowl. We will have your coverage for I'm going to put two things out to you, Bogman. Do you want to talk about the Shrine game right here, or would you like to talk about how worthless the Pro Bowl is? I mean, maybe we don't need to really talk about any of it. Just the Pro Bowl is the most worthless thing on the planet, and
yeah,
I have no need to talk about it next week.
I'll tell you what, I'll say one thing about the Pro Bowl that I found funny, because our buddy Sammy Reed is a huge Steelers fan, just like me. And when they announced that the Steelers coaching staff is going to coach for the AFC in the Pro Bowl, Sammy immediately tweeted out, lay a huge bet on the NFC. So I thought that was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny.
Jaguars game. So
I would say
the Shrine game.
I'd say the Shrine game is more watchable than the Pro Bowl, because they are going to, it's not huge talent, but there is some future talent. If people want to go and take, I mean, at this point, you know, you got the games going on, you know, today and everything like that. But if you want to hear some kind of pre-breakdown, the In This League Fantasy Football podcast, search for that on iTunes, because we released the newest NFL Draft War Room podcast that Scott hosts and John Lobb from NFL Diehards. He joined the show, and you guys were talking about a lot of the quarterbacks. So
football
talk
diehards.
To me about
yeah.
Yeah, football diehards. I'm sorry, I say NFL. Football diehards. And you guys were talking and breaking down the Shrine game, and you were also talking kind of fantasy perspective of some of the quarterbacks. But what should we be looking out for in the Shrine game? Who are the fantasy prospects that we should keep an eye on at least?
Well, I'm not a huge fan of the quarterbacks in this game. Riley Ferguson is probably the best one, or the one with the most NFL upside.
Not JT Barrett?
No, JT Barrett improved his stock a lot in this game.
Oh, wait.
Because he kind of...
Nobody?
He came in, and he came in, and a lot of people were like, I don't know about JT Barrett. Probably seventh-round undraftable type of guy, going to have to work hard to get on a practice squad. That's probably still all true, but a lot of the buzz around him is that he's come in, he's a professional, he's a leader, he knows all the concepts, he's schooling all of his teammates on what to do and where to line up and all that stuff. So if nothing less, he's at least a great team leader. So, you know, I mean, Charlie Batch could have had a role like that for a long, long time in the NFL. You just come in and be a leader, you know, and rally the troops around you and be a great teammate and guys will want to play for you. So
not a big endorsement Barrett, there.
No, it's not. But, I mean, you know, this is a Shrine game. The Senior Bowl next week has more talent. But
yeah.
Okay,
what about running backs? Are there any like, fantasy running backs? I don't know who was in the Shrine game last year. Was there anybody that kind of pushed through this year?
Not, it, you know, Michael Roberts was big in the Shrine game, the big tight end that plays for the Lions. But not there
what
wasn't
about
a whole much.
Though, nobody?
There was way more on the defensive side for the Shrine game okay. last season. But running backs for this year that I like, and they didn't get a lot of practice buzz, which kind of is not the best sign. But we'll see what they can do in the game. I like Justin Jackson from Northwestern. He's incredibly productive running back from Northwestern. He was a lot of the offense while he was there. He's a bruiser. He's a between the tackles type of guy. He can catch. It's not necessarily his forte. And the other guy I like is Philip Lindsay, and these are both on the west side. And he played at Colorado. He's a dude that can catch the ball and run the ball. He was a big, big chunk of that offense. He was, you know, one of the leading receivers and one of the leading backs for Colorado. So I really like Philip Lindsay. The other guys are just kind of okay. Jordan Chun's okay. D'Ernest Johnson is small, but he can catch the ball. He can carve out a role. And Ray Lowry and Ralph Webb, I'm not too big on. Wide receivers actually got
wide receivers. Talk about wide receivers, because I'm gonna put some bank on Justin Jackson here. But who are your couple that you're locked into?
Well, Deshaun Hamilton from Penn State had a great week of practice. They said he ran crisp routes. He did everything right. He blocked well. The only thing that you don't see from him is that great burst that you see from the top end wide receivers. But he can definitely be, a reception type of guy instead of a speed type of guy. Dorrice Fountain from Northern Iowa was a huge talk of this game. And he's from Northern Iowa, and Justin Watson from Penn also got a lot of run.
I remember Dorrice Fountain. You talked to me about Dorrice Fountain. You've mentioned his name prior to Shrine Bowl stuff.
He's the biggest buzz name from this practice week. Dorrice Fountain.
Pretty slick name.
Scouts
too.
Came Fountain. Away. But I'm something something fountain drink is going to be one of my team names this year, 100%.
Oh yeah, so. Yeah. Like, but you go generic. By the way, you got to go generic soda. Like, you got to go Dr. Rocket fountain, Dorrice fountain drink.
but he got a lot of buzz. He was the best wide receiver in practice, and everybody's talking about it. But I tell you what, you're going to love this guy, the Welsh, Jordan Thomas from Mississippi State, 6'5". He's practicing at wide receiver, but he's listed as a tight end on most of any type of stuff that you're going to see because he's 6'5", 270 pounds.
Oh, my
he
God.
He is a gigantic human being, but he's super athletic. He played
this
wide receiver.
Is this
going to
be my pass-catching tight end this year?
I don't know, because this is not going to be good for fantasy, but there are teams that say he's so athletic. I don't want to put him at wide receiver. He's too big for that, obviously. I don't want to put him at tight end because he doesn't have experience blocking. I want him as an offensive tackle, kind of what Alejandro Villanueva did from Army. He was a wide receiver at Army when he started. He shifted to tight end, and then he shifted to offensive tackle. I think that might be what winds up happening with Jordan Thomas from Mississippi State. But he's getting a lot of buzz because he's going to catch some passes in this game, and you're going to see those little linebackers try to hit him, and he is going to run right over them.
Here's what I want. While you're watching the game on Saturday here, Jordan Thomas, he catches a ball. You tweet at Bogman and I. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? And you say, Bogman called this. You do it. All right. We got a small segment here before the end of this hour. We'll finish up. We'll see what tight ends, any other little notes on the Shrine game. And then we're talking fantasy baseball in the second hour. So don't go anywhere. It's In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. We'll be back.
This league.
I just created a sponsorable segment on this show. The Breakfast Club brought to you by, In This League Breakfast Club brought to you by somebody.
And now I am a cereal girl.
I'm a cereal girl. The In This League Breakfast Club. We got to have a sponsorable, and preferably now it should be cereal. So we got to get somebody. I'm just saying.
Should be McDonald's.
In This League-ios.
In This League-ios. See? I mean, this genius is over here. Let's get that going. Okay. Thank you very much.
IT Legos.
Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
How would you like to manage
In This League
this year?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? This is a chance to manage in the big leagues.
Let me think it over, will you?
Scott Bogman.
I got
Chris Welsh.
The other line about some white walls. I'll talk to you later.
Such an iconic voice. What's his name?
Lou Brown.
Lou Brown. That's the character, though, right?
That's the character, yeah. I have no idea what the actor's name is.
No idea. Such an icon. The minute we heard the voice, we just started giggling back here. We're like, it's so good. All right, welcome back. In This League, thank you for tuning in. New time slot. I mean, we're almost out of the range where we can stop talking about it's new, but we were formerly of Wednesdays, and now we are on
two
Saturdays.
Episodes. We could still
James
talk
Gammon.
About it.
That's his name, James Gammon. That's the actor. Is he still alive?
If someone had a gun to my head, there's not a chance I would have pulled that.
Yeah,
I don't know. He had a heart attack right before the ALCS. So.
Yeah, that's a big negative. Apparently, he died a few years ago. So rest in peace, James Gammon. We're just to the scene though. That voice, iconic.
Yes,
I mean, no wonder.
Very, very iconic.
If I were doing like a Pixar film, I would want that voice as some character. Like he's definitely like, you know, like a bear or something. like an old basset hound, maybe.
Do you
basset
think there's
hound,
any chance that he didn't do voiceover work at some point? He had
no,
to.
It's got
to
be something
voiceover
out there.
Work at something, right? Even a
he's got to be like in Ratatouille or something, or like one of those old like I grew up the cartoons I grew up with. I try to explain this to people, and nobody can like comprehend them. But like the Brave Little Toaster, that's like my favorite cartoon as a child, and nobody knows
you
that
had.
Movie.
Yeah, well, you had like the Walmart bin of $3.99 movies as your
No,
cartoon.
I had All Dogs Go to Heaven, which like that's just the most depressing movie of all time. Like, why
yeah,
would
pass.
Any? Why did my mom let me watch that? 600
yeah, well, what?
Times?
Old Yeller wasn't available for you to watch.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, hey, I'm going to put this scene back on where they shoot the dog every single time.
Marley and Me. None of that was available.
All Dogs Go to Heaven, The Brave Little Toaster. And Aladdin. That's what I grew up on. That was my childhood. That's how you turn into this, apparently. I have no idea who did the voice of Brave Little Toaster, Bavona. I barely
know
the character.
The radio. The little red radio?
Any of them. I have zero.
Oh, it's John Lovitz.
Actor. Oh, you know what? John Lovitz, absolutely, in that movie. I remember.
That was the only big name in that.
Let's all do a watch together. Brave Little Toaster. If you know the Brave Little Toaster, please like represent, because we are a small minority and we need to make sure that we are loud and we are proud. That's what I'm looking for.
What are your names? Are they Toasties or what?
Maybe. Last thing before we get out of here, let's put a bow on the Shrine game. Two fantasy prospects that come out from this game. People are going to be watching it, or maybe watching it as they're listening to this. Or maybe it's already passed if they're listening on demand. Two prospects that are going to have some fantasy relevance in the next couple years. Who would you put that pin on?
If I had to pick, I would say Deshaun Hamilton, the wide receiver from Penn State. And then I'd have a tough time between, like, Justin Jackson. Justin, he's having a really good week of practice. I just don't know enough about him to say that he's definitely going to be a prospect. I tell you what, his 40 time is going to matter for him depending on where he gets drafted.
Justin Jackson?
Justin Jackson and Phillip Lindsay. Like, Justin Jackson is like a broke-ass Jamal Williams. who had good success with Green Bay this year. And Philip Lindsay, I would say, is probably like a broke-ass Darren Sproles. He's a little dude.
Kind of broke asses.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, you don't want to sit here and call a guy that's never played a snap at the NFL Darren Sproles, but the dude can catch and he's small. So,
who is the number two that you put it on? You didn't put it on Fountain. Is it Justin Jackson? Who's number two with DeSean Hamilton?
I would say I'd split it between those running backs, between Jackson and Lindsay. And then I would say Jackson because he's bigger.
Boom.
He's got the bigger frame.
All right. What about my Fountain
Not
guy?
Fast, though.
Darius Fountain.
I mean, well, watch him.
Watch him.
We'll see.
It's my guy.
Guy. We'll see today. In a couple hours.
We just did a draft. You get DeSean Hamilton. I get Darius Fountain.
All right. Well, then you have one more pick.
Okay. I'll take Justin Jackson.
All right. I'll take Philip Lindsay.
There you go. We're doing a fantasy draft. Play along with us. All right. Don't go anywhere. Coming up on the second half of this hour, we're talking fantasy baseball. So don't go anywhere. All fantasy baseball, all the time. We love it. We'll be back.